Are we ready to get going?
Sorry, didn't mean to go.
I'll
Yes,
take that.
we are ready.
And I'll take that as a yes. So, all right, we'll call the order to the meeting for the Consuls Ethics Standards and Training Board. It is October 12th of 2023. Good morning, everybody. Hopefully we had a good September and a good start to October. I know we're either in or finishing fall break for some of our kids out there, so hopefully everybody's taking time to enjoy them. Given that, Ms. Chen, could you go ahead and take roll call for us?
Yes. Michael Hogard.
I'm here.
Christine Shipley.
I am here as well.
Valerie Beckett.
Here.
Mahogany Kennedy.
Here.
And Dennis.
I am here, and thank you to Mr. Giordano for letting us know ahead of time he would not be present today. Okay, so we do have a quorum. So does anybody have any announcements that they'd like to make this morning? All right, here. Oh, I heard something there. Did somebody have something? Okay, seeing none. Let's move on to the minutes from the previous meeting. And I did get a chance to review those. Thank you for the participation after I left last time. Hopefully everybody did have a chance to go over those. Do I have a motion to approve?
Constable Kennedy, motion to approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Second?
Constable Hogard, second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Anybody against? Minutes are approved. Okay, so we're going to go to the call to the public, and this is the time for the public to make oral comments to the board in person. Please note that any written statements that were submitted will not be read during the call.
You have a gun? You have a gun on you?
I'm sorry. Somebody's talking, and if we could mute, please.
Yeah, if we can maybe pause for a second, Mr. Chairman.
All right, let me know when we're ready to go again.
Is everything good? Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, we're good.
All right. So thank you. So we'll go back to the call to the public, and this is the time for the public to make comments to the board in person. Please note that any written statements will not be read during the call to the public, and they're not taken as part of the meeting record. Also, members of the board are not to discuss any item that is not already on the written agenda. Therefore, unless the comment relates only to the item on the written agenda for the meeting, pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, respond to any criticism, or scheduling the matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Please note that we will allow 2 minutes for the public so that we can keep the meeting running as scheduled. Would anybody in the public like to take the opportunity to comment? Okay, second call. Anybody in the public like to make a comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to E. Ms. Chani, could you give us the financial report, please?
Yes, I don't have this month's report, but I do have the report from July and August that Tracy was able to get over to me yesterday. So let me share my screen. Now I'm going to be reading off the Tracy's notes here. So on the first page, okay. So on the first page, CSB made a final 80-20 split for adjustments for fiscal year 23. The 80-20 split adjustments for fiscal year 24 have not been reported yet. On page 2, it shows the expenditures for by month for the fiscal year. So it'll show June and August. On page 3, the specific expenditures for July and August that includes admin investigator cost, several grant payments for fiscal year 23, as well as the risk management fee and the APHIS charge. Here on page 4 is the cash flow projections. The opening cash is $782,005. The average revenue for July, August is $31,403, which is down slightly from the budget at $35,188 per month. The projected revenue is shown in blue. The grant claims paid in July and August for fiscal year are shown near the bottom of the admin adjustment row, which is the $13,000 and the $9,410. The professional and outside services for admin investigator all at the bottom. And then the final pages show the summary of grants for fiscal year 23 and 24. And that is it for the financial report from July and August.
Hey, thank you, Ms. Chandy. Anybody have any questions for Ms. Chandy on that? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the financial report?
Constable Hogard, I motion to approve.
Thank you, sir. Second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Thank you, ma'am. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the report, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Anybody against? Okay, financial report is approved. Thank you very much. Okay, then we have the grant cycle for the vacancies. And just to clarify, Ms. Chandy, were not any applications, correct?
No, there were not any applications for this cycle.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate that. Given that, we will move on to G. That's Vice Chair Hogard. You're going to talk to us today about the procurement process for admin contracts, sir.
Well, you know, dealing with those people is like talking to a tree. I was told before that in October, November to get back with them and they would start the process to take bids for the contract that we have. I got hold of them and they're now telling me that there's nothing that we can do. Our contract is with Capital Consulting and they said until Capital Consulting contacts that whether they want to renew or whatever they want to do, until they get hold of them, that there's nothing that we can do. So I'll get with Capital Consulting here and see what we want to figure out. But like I say, it's completely different from what I was told a few months ago. But I am still following up on it. But like I say, it's like talking to a tree.
Well, as Ms. Jarek, my second grade teacher, taught me, if you talk to a plant, it does help it grow. So I guess you could keep talking to that tree until you get some result out of that, Mr. Hogard. All right. And that has to do with the five-year renewal. We're already past the yearly renewal, correct?
Yes, we're good until the 31st of May. That's when it was renewed. And that was the last renewal that we had. And we're good till the 31st of May. And that's when they told me that in October, November to contact them and that we'd get the process rolling so that we'd be all squared away come May. But like I said, now they're telling me that there's nothing that we can do that Capital Consulting actually has to start the ball. So I'll be giving you guys a call down there.
Looking forward to it.
I do see that it'd be an odd that that the vendor would be the one to initiate the RFP process for us to renew a contract. So maybe there's a little miscommunication there to be overcome. You're welcome to, you're welcome to include me in those conversations, Constable Hogarth, if you need help clarifying. Any questions for Vice Chair Hogarth on that matter? Any discussion to be had regarding the contract? Okay, hearing none, well, let's move on to H, and that is the discussion and action on complaints that we do have. And I noticed from my read on, we do have quite a few, or it seems like there are further investigations to be needed, just on the basis of what Mr. Jacobs has given us. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs, for the work that you put into making our lives easier. The first is 345-2023, Crick versus Curtis. So hopefully everybody did have a chance to go through that complaint, and I will put it out to the board now for any discussion or motions or any questions for the investigator on this.
Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
I've reviewed it, and it seems to me like right now we have a he said, she said type of thing. But we do have a possibility of clearing it up because according to Constable Curtis's response, there was third party outside that could verify what happened. And I would make a motion that maybe our investigator see if they can contact this third party, and maybe we can get a little more insight as to what actually happened.
Okay, so we do have a motion for further investigation by Steve Jacobs on this matter. Do we have a second to what Constable Hogarth is asking for?
Lori Beckett seconds the request to interview that third party.
Okay, we have a second for Ms. Beckett. Any further discussion? Okay, so we have a first and a second for further investigation. Ms. Chandney, could you do a roll call, please?
Yes. Michael Hogarth?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Aye.
And Dennis, are you abstaining?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so that is a motion goes forward for the further investigation by Mr. Jacobs on 345-2023. We'll move on to 346-2023, Yosick versus Morrison. Same format. Any questions, discussion, or motions regarding this complaint?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
After reviewing this, I'm kind of at the same spot as the other one, that it's kind of a he said, she said type of thing. We do have a third party, this JT's lock and key owner, Jeremiah Schofield. If he saw anything, it might clear up some of this. So I would make a motion to have this one, our investigator, try to contact Jeremiah Schofield and just see if he saw or heard any of what occurred.
Okay, so we have a motion for further investigation by Constable Hogarth. Do we have a second?
Valerie Beckett seconds the motion.
And we have a second from Ms. Beckett. Any discussion? Yeah, I was just wanted to add the point in the response that I did read from Mr. Morrison, and it is something that does happen according to his response, right? He did a good job with the announcing that he was there, as well as, but even through those announcements, somebody did appear. Seems like from what he said, he did take reasonable action there, but I think it would clear it up if we get that that extra witness to clear up any discrepancy there. So we do have a first from Mr. Hogarth, a second from Ms. Beckett. Ms. Chaney, can we do a roll call, please?
Yes. Michael Hogarth?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Aye.
And Dennis?
Jane. Okay, motion passes. So we'll give that one to Mr. Jacobs as well for further investigation. Move on to 3472023 Miller versus Martinez. Discussion, questions, or motions to the board, please.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth, I'm feeling like a broken record here, but this is kind of the same. We've got like a he said, she said. There, this Mr. DeLuca has not been contacted, and he had a locksmith with him. Between the two of them, it says that, you know, it's potential witnesses. They may be able to clear up some of this. So I would make a motion that on this one also, that our investigator, see if he can contact Mr. DeLuca and the locksmith for a little more insight.
And so we have a motion for further investigation on this matter. Do we have a second?
Valerie Beckett seconds.
Thank you, ma'am. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, Ms. Chandney, if you could roll call, please.
Yes. Michael Hogarth?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett? Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Abstain.
And Dennis?
With the abstention of Ms. Mahogany, I will vote in the affirmative, yes. All right, motion passes. We'll move on to CNA 3482023 Martinez versus Pierce. And before we get there, Mr. Hogarth, don't feel bad that you're a broken record because you're following my notes precisely. So you're just saying it out loud. Okay. Martinez versus Pierce, any discussion, questions, or motions?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth, this one, after reviewing it and everything, my gut feeling said that tells me that that it be referred for further investigation with the county attorney's office. We've got the constable basically admitting that there was some ammunition that he didn't want to get thrown away from this residence. But he evidently made statements to other constables that there was firearms there. And it just kind of makes me wonder just where he was going with it. To me, there was there's a criminal act. It could, you know, my motion would be to turn it over to the county attorney's office. If they want to do anything with it, fine. If they want to drop it, you know, that's entirely up to them. But that's my motion.
So your motion is to not further investigation by Mr. Jacobs, but to move it towards the county attorney?
I think Mr. Jacobs has pretty much spoken with just about everybody involved. And he's got statements from the constable. He's got statements from the apartment manager's office and everything. That's my motion, is to turn it over to the county attorney if the county attorney wants to run with it. If they don't, then that's basically on them.
Thank you. So just clarifying, so we do have the motion for referral to the county attorney's office in Maricopa County. Do we have a second or any discussion or questions from Mr. Jacobs prior to moving forward on that?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett.
Yes, ma'am.
It seems to me that we could also, in addition to forwarding it to the county attorneys, if that's what this board decides, it seems as though at least a reprimand is in order for Constable Pierce in trying to gain access and to secure private property. My understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that he was unable to gain access. So he did not actually secure private property, whether it was on his own time or not. But I do believe this board should be reprimanding. I believe Constable Pierce is a newer constable, and that his conduct
should
be formally addressed.
Before we can move there, Mr. Morrison.
Mr. Chair, this is Steve Jacobs.
Thank you. Hold on one second. And Mr. Morrison, thank you. I saw you did mute there. Mr. Jacobs, did you have something to add? We do have the motion on the table for the attorney.
Yes, I just wanted to address Constable Hogarth's remark to the county attorney. If you look at your enabling statute, the county attorney will is supposed to take that when the investigation is done. And that investigation is not complete until there are other interviews completed.
Mr. Jacobs, Constable Hogarth.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir.
Would you be able to complete those other interviews?
It is my intent, yes. I just needed the approval from the board.
Okay, then I would like to amend my motion that this one also be continued, and that the investigator continue with interviews till we get an outcome on it.
Okay, so now we have the amended motion. We did have the discussion for the finality of the reprimand. So Ms. Beckett, is that still something up for discussion, the reprimand part, or does that change your thought process from what Mr. Jacobs said?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I was operating under the assumption that the investigation had been completed. So I would second Constable Hogarth's motion.
Okay, so then we have a first and a second for further investigation by Mr. Jacobs. Any other discussion? Questions? Okay, Ms. Chandney, if you could please.
Yes. Michael Hogarth?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Aye.
Dennis?
Abstain. Okay. Motion passes. We'll pass that one to Mr. Jacobs as well. Okay. Moving on, we have 3492024 Southard versus Lopez. Any discussion, questions, or motions on this matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
I've reviewed this, and it looks to me like the constable was trying to do his job. He did not get some of the information from the defendant or the complainant. As far as information on her son, on this one, I feel like the constable did his job the best he could, and I would make a motion to dismiss.
Okay, we have a motion to dismiss. Do we have a second? Any questions or discussion to be had?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett. I second his motion.
Okay, so we do have a first from Mr. Hogarth, second from Ms. Beckett. Any other discussion or questions? Ms. Chandy, if you could take the roll call on the motion to dismiss.
Michael Hogarth?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Aye.
And Dennis?
Abstain. Okay, motion passes. Finally, we do have 3502024 Ramirez versus Briscoe. Any motions, discussion, or questions on this matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
On this one, the constable did talk about this at a meeting we had. So I'm going to abstain on this one, be where it's in my county. And he did talk to us about this.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for making that point for us. Okay, so Constable Hogarth, Vice Chair Hogarth is not part of this one. To the rest of the board, any motions, questions, or discussion?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett.
Ms. Beckett.
Not having performed constable duties, I would think that it would be standard practice to recuse yourself if you have a relationship or are involved with any of the individuals in which you would need to serve a court order. Is that standard practice, I guess, is my question for discussion.
Either, yes, it would be either there is actually a conflict or even a perception of a conflict would give the likelihood of passing it over to somebody else to take care of and staying out of the matter.
For that reason, I will make the motion to issue an admonishment to Constable Briscoe.
So we have a motion from Ms. Beckett for a letter of admonishment for Mr. Briscoe. Do we have a second? Any questions or discussion?
Constable Kennedy, second.
We have a second from Constable Kennedy. Any discussion to be had or any questions to be asked prior to taking vote? Hearing none, Ms. Chandy.
Ms. Nain Shipley.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Aye.
Dennis?
Aye. Okay, motion passes. We'll issue that letter to Mr. Briscoe. Okay, so then we're up for our initial screenings. Just as a reminder, just for public information, it only takes one member of the board to move these forward to get a response from the constable. If that does happen, we will still take a roll call vote to get the vote of the entire board. First matter is CNA 3602024, and that is Constable Lake Wright versus Constable Vasquez.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
I would like to go ahead and move this forward, give the constable a chance to address it on his side.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any further discussion prior to moving towards the vote on that? Okay, hearing none, Ms. Chandy, if you could roll call, please.
Michael Hogarth.
Aye.
Christine Shipley.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy.
Aye.
And Dennis.
Abstain. Okay, so that will be moved forward to Mr. Jacobs. We have 3612024, and that's Lake Wright versus Kaznarich. So my apologies to Mr. Kaznarich for the pronunciation there. But for the board, do we have anybody want to move this matter forward?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to move it forward. I think there's four or five of them here. They're all kind of tied together, all the same county and everything. And I'd like to see what they have to say. Hopefully they'll all sit down together and hash this out. But I'd like to move it forward, just see what the constable has to say.
You mentioned the group of complaints. So do you want to handle a group as one vote, or do you want to do these individually, Mr. Hogarth? Sounds like you're going to be a broken record for a little longer.
Yeah, I tend to be that way, huh? Yeah, I'd like to just put them as a group. They're all same county, and they're basically all pretty much the same complaint.
Okay, so that's 3-6.
Motion that we move all of those forward.
Okay, so that's 3-6-1-2-0-2-4 up to 3-6-5-2-0-2-4, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion to move 3-6-1, 3-6-2, 3-6-3, 3-6-4, and 3-6-5 forward from Vice Chair Hogard. Any discussion on that, or do we have a prior to moving that towards a vote of the group?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett.
Yes, Ms. Beckett.
Because this is an internal operational matter, does this board have oversight with respect to presiding and associate constables assigning to other constables?
That's something that was going through my head just to touch on this, but I think that Investigator Jacobs did hit one point on there, just with the statute saying that a constable is responsible for serving what is given to them. We do have precinct boundaries though as well, so there was a little bit of a question that popped into my head regarding that. As in, if somebody asked me to do something out of my precinct, do I have an obligation to do so or not? I think that was the bigger question that I had after going through the initial reports.
I just still question whether or not this board has oversight into these matters, but I will certainly defer to the will of the board.
Any other questions, discussion on these matters?
Ms. Beckett, I completely agree with you in that aspect, but I think if we ask more questions to figure out what is going on, we'll know which way we're going to defer said actions.
Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Well said. Okay, so we do have the motion to move forward from Constable Hogard. Can we do a roll call on that, Ms. Chandney?
Yes. Michael Hogard?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Aye.
Dennis?
Epstein. So 3-6-1 through 3-6-5 will go towards Mr. Jacobs. That brings us to 3-6-6-2-0-2-4, Williamson versus Garcia. Okay. Anything from the board as far as any motion, question, or?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Go ahead, sir.
I saw that motion with your hand. I'd like to see what the constable has to say on this one, so I'd like to move it forward.
Okay. So Constable Hogard would like to move that forward. Any other questions or discussion prior to taking a vote on that? Hearing none, Ms. Chandney, if you could please.
Yes. Michael Hogard?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Mahogany Kennedy?
Aye.
Dennis?
Abstain, please. Okay, motion passes. That will also be moved forward for investigation by Mr. Jacobs. Okay, administrative update. Ms. Chandney, what do you have for us?
Still no word yet on our open vacant position. Still hoping to reach out, keep reaching out until hopefully I hear something soon. Other than that, I don't have any other updates and happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions for Ms. Chandney? Okay, hearing it. Is there anything anybody would like to see on a future agenda at this point? Hey, if something does come up, please feel free to contact me as far as getting something agendized. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
All right. Ms. Kennedy gets it again. Who, do I have a second?
Constable Hogard, second.
And a second from Constable Hogard. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adjournment, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Anybody against? Hearing none, thank you, everybody. We will see everybody again next month on, I believe it's the 9th of October. Have a great Halloween, and we will see you a month from now.
November, sir, November.
Did I not say November? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Thank you all.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.